Everyone, I'd like to welcome you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It is 5:23 p.m. on the 27th of January, 2021. Got a few clips I'm going to play about the vaccine for this COVID-19. Some of it's good news because I think Merck has decided to stop producing the vaccine. Anyway, I got a couple interesting clips, and then we'll talk about some of the Meyer information out of the book Might Have Thoughts, Mach der Gedanken, after we're done with these clips, which I found very interesting, by the way. Here's a fellow that works in a nursing home. I don't know if he's a doctor or a nurse or what, but he claims people are dropping like flies from this latest vaccine.
I don't think that's the case. I'm going to go ahead and lean more towards trusting this guy, but I'll leave it up to you to decide, for you to do further research. I'll just show you the video and show you what this man says, and you tell me what you think. Here he is.
My patients. I know when they are happy. I know when they are sad. I know when they are frustrated. I know when they are feeling good. I know these people. I'm around them for 8 hours, and many people who are CNAs can testify of the same thing. We know the people that we care for. So, 2 weeks after these people received the vaccine, particularly the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, 2 weeks after they received the vaccine, or 3 weeks later, I am seeing this pattern. This pattern of not just side effects, to the point where we had people who were once walking who are no longer walking. People who were once talking who could no longer talk. People who were once able to think could no longer think of delirium, confused. The expert says that The vaccine do not have the COVID-19 in it. I understand. Okay. It's supposed to be a stimulus, right? A stimulus that's supposed to help your immune system.
I just want to say one thing. It takes 10 to 15 years to develop a normal vaccine. And they developed this vaccine in about...
to fight against the virus if you were to confront it. That's the purpose of this vaccine, right? I understand that. I'm not anti-vaccine. I understand the purpose of it. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. But this is what I'm saying, friends. Our residents are dying. Our residents are dying after they have taken this vaccine. And what troubles me, this is not even being spoken about. What bothers my heart is that it's almost like, don't talk about this. Just keep quiet. Just let's go along with the notion. And I'm sitting here thinking like, this. First of all, I'm a Christian. I can't live with my conscience knowing this is what's happening in front of my eyes. Now, when you ask questions, when you ask those in authority, those in a position that could give you answers, you know what their answers are? We had a super spreader. A super spreader? And the answer is, why are so many of our residents are getting infected with this COVID-19?
Oh, sorry, another interruption. I just read something that said YouTube has censored 500,000 videos that talk about the side effects of this vaccine. just a reminder again, we've moved to Brighteon and we've moved to BitChute. So if you go to BitChute and search for M. Snyder, you can find our stuff in the movie form. And if you go to Brighteon.com, and I think if you search the same way, you should be able to find the stuff as well, the videos as well. Another interesting thing about doing other you know, like BitChute, Brighteon.com. There's 8 to 10 times more listeners, because what YouTube does is it kind of, their algorithm only lets out your stuff to a small trickle of people. So there's a real war going on right now between
good after they took the virus, after they took the vaccine. Why are they getting infected? Why are they dying? We know what the answer that I'm getting, friends. Do you know what the answers I'm getting? Oh, we had a super spreader. So there was a person who was sick, or a few people that were sick, and they spread it. Friends, let me tell you something. I'm not the smartest man in the world. And I'm also not the dumbest one either. I'm not the wisest man in the world, but I'm not stupid. How are you gonna tell family members? How are you gonna tell us? You go to the year of 2020, zero death, and I can speak the same for many, many nursing homes. Zero death. You go through the whole entire year. Let's see what's passed away. We are in 2021. We are in the middle of the month. Where I work right now, over 14 patients have already died. They are dropping like flies. So when family members call to find out what happened to my mother, what happened to my grandfather, well, we had a super spreader and they caught the virus and that's just what happened. That is the narrative. That narrative is incomplete. We owe it to family members some better explanations. We owe it to those residents whom we have accepted to say, it is my job to care for those whom God have entrusted within my care. It is my job as a CNA, as an administrator, as an RN, as an LPN. It is our job to provide care for them. And part of our work is to make sure that they are safe. And if something is wrong, we need to speak up and speak out. And what I am seeing is this overwhelming silence.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's in so many different areas. The other overwhelming silence is the silence associated to the election. And the election fraud was unbelievable. I mean, on a scale that's staggering, I think, I don't want to get into all the details. I need to. I really need to. But right now I don't want to. But I think Trump had like probably over 80% of the vote. And these voting machines can switch votes. They brought in the mail-in ballots after 4 in the morning. And just hundreds of thousands of them. And they were not legitimate mail-in ballots. Really, I don't think you can have legitimate mail-in ballots. But they... you know, dead people voting. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, I want to go on to the next video, which is about Merck suspending the vaccine. So at least one of these COVID-19 vaccines is going to be suspended.
The globalists want to be able to kill people and euthanize people and genetically manipulate the population and sterilize the population and have liability protection. That's what this whole globalist takeover and whole globalist push is about. But the fact that Merck just pulled out of their vaccine program and said, you don't need the vaccine, it'll hurt you, and you need to have your own immunity, shows that they understand that this whole test that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab launched is failing. They are suspending the Merck research into the vaccines. They've pulled back. They've pulled their two vaccines back. The WHO just said pregnant women shouldn't take the mRNA vaccines. You've got deaths all over the country, all over the world, now being investigated by the police as being killed by the vaccine. And they're saying, we don't care if you have liability protection. When somebody dies an hour or two from this, we have to get involved. See, medicine wants to be God. It's a cult. Remember what the governor of Virginia said a few years ago? He said, the police and courts don't get involved. It's between the mother and the doctor if the baby live. The eugenicists want control of the life cycle. And so this is all a power grab to set that precedent, and it's failing. Remember Gates said 700,000 will get sick or die? He wants to normalize that. Well, it's not going to work. And it's coming out that the vaccines don't work, and they're all a fraud, and it's all a power grab. You'll always still wear the mask. And so they are now gauging this and realizing it's backfired. So spread the word, everyone you know. Spread the articles at InfoWars.com. Owen's going to take over right now. I've got a big special report coming up where I lay all this out. There's another big special report on InfoWars.com and Band.Video that's got to get out, that's very powerful and very important, that I did yesterday, that deals with the fact that we are under global martial law, and it is UN-run. That sounds scary, but it's true. And recognizing that will allow us to reverse it. But only admitting the true level of attack we're under will allow people to get out of this. If you don't tell them the vaccine's designed to sterilize them, they're going to take it and get sterilized. It sounds crazy to say that, but it's true. And now they're having to admit that. It attacks the baby. It attacks the placenta. It's a kill weapon. That's what the top scientists said when it first was getting developed 6 months ago.
Yeah, these vaccines are really designed for population control. And if you're a Meyer person, then you understand that the world is overpopulated. But by the same token, we don't want to murder people. I'm going to play a few more minutes of this clip, and then I want to play a clip from Brighteon that Mike Adams is going to be kind of giving the big picture of things. I won't play a whole lot of it. I could hopefully on later shows we can play more about that. But here, just a little bit more on. The vaccine manufacturer Merck has abandoned development of two coronavirus vaccines, saying that after extensive research, it was concluded that the shots offered less protection than just contracting the virus itself and developing antibodies.
All right. We have a lot of whistleblowers. We have good people at the highest levels coming out as well. That's why we're going to turn this around. It's Tuesday, January 26th. The year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones, with massively positive breaking news that does have a very, very sickening sidebar to it. But overall, it shows that humanity's waking up. There's major pushback, even inside global institutions. So get ready for this. Let me just read you these headlines. WHO warns against pregnant women taking the mRNA vaccines. Merck scraps its COVID vaccine program altogether. Wait till you hear why they did that. Also, death of Northern California man who was 50 years old hours after he took the mRNA vaccine is under criminal investigation. They're also trying to spin why Hank Aaron died after taking the vaccine and so much more. Meanwhile, over in the UK, they are arresting and finding people that are caught outside playing in the snow.
Okay, that's probably a good place to stop there. This next one is Mike Adams on the big picture update. And this is from the 25th of January.
All right, welcome to the situation update from Monday, January 25th, 2021. A couple of quick programming notes, and then we're going to jump right into the very good news. The name, situation update, I'm keeping it for now because the situation is not over. So that gives you a bit of a hint. I was planning on going to a name called Life in Occupied America, and I put out a little teaser about that, the audio intro to my group on Brighteon.social, and the feedback was, oh man, that's way too scary. It's too doom and gloom. And I agree, we're not there. There is real justification for legitimate, not just hope. I don't even want to use that word, because hope is kind of like you have to feel good without evidence. Well, I'm going to give you some reasons to feel good with evidence here. Although, I have to warn you, we're in for an interesting year, and I will tell you up front that the March 4th date doesn't mean anything special, and the April 1st date that's been talked about also doesn't mean anything special. There's nothing special going to happen by March 4th, according to my sources anyway, or by April 1st. This is going to be many months, so hunker down, but there is a strategy, and the white hats are still in charge in the military. We'll get to that in a second. The next thing is, from this day forward, well, from tomorrow forward, these situation updates will come out later in the day. And that's because through this, through the emergency period that we had from the election day to inauguration day, my editor and thumbnail person, upload person guy, bless him for all the effort. He had been waking up really, really early to do the podcast early and get them out to you early. And that was only for a temporary time. I'm telling him he can go back to more of a normal schedule for his own health, you know. And watch for these situation updates to be posted typically 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. Central Time each day instead of 10 a.m. as they were. So just wanted to put that out there so you don't, you know, people don't freak out. It's like, where is it? Where is it? It's late. No, it's coming. It's coming in the afternoon from now on. Okay. Trump has filed with the Federal Elections Commission for the new Patriot Party. You may have seen news about that over the weekend. That is not what you think it is, at least according to my sources. It's not about 2024. It's about something much, much sooner. We should, in fact, begin to, well, we should see some type of election under military authority held this calendar year, before the end of this year. But it kind of depends on circumstances, as I'll explain here in a second. I've got a list of bullet points to cover here after talking to numerous contacts. Let me say something too about, you know, the whole corporation theory that's been out there. I interviewed Miriam Hanane on Friday afternoon, and we posted that on Saturday on Brighttown.com. It's had a lot of really positive feedback. It was a discussion of this intriguing corporate theory. And we brought in a lawsuit that was kind of a crazy lawsuit, but it had some interesting, it was filed with Pacer.gov. It was a federal lawsuit, but it had some interesting history in it. And so we use that to discuss the whole idea of this corporate structure, because that's what's being talked about out there. That, you know how it goes. They say the corporation of the United States has been dissolved, and then the Trump is restoring the old republic, and that it's going from, according to the theory, it's going from, you know, the 45th president to the 19th president of the republic. So if you hear 45 to 19, that's not the combination of your locker, 45 to 19. That's actually, that refers to Trump dissolving the old republic, or I'm sorry, dissolving the old corporation and restoring the new republic. Anyway, that's how the theory goes. I'm just here to tell you, I find it intriguing, but I don't have any solid proof that that's what's happening. The best information I have is that the military is, in fact, loyal to the Constitution that we have now, and that the military is not going to put up with Biden's theft of the republic.
So I'll just leave that there. That was Mike Adams out at Brighteon.com. A lot of information there. I don't know how much of it's true, but it's quite interesting. So I'm going to cover just a little bit from the Might of Thoughts, and we're going to talk about tangled ideas. This is a very interesting verse that Edward Albert Meyer has written in this book called Macht der Gedanken in the German Might of Thoughts. On page 224, it says, "This is a contrast to when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts and abruptly go from one extreme to another, whereby a misdirection of the thoughts arises, which triggers emotions and can even lead to manslaughter and murder." And, you know, I used to talk about this verse all the time, this line all the time, and it's very truly that Our thoughts do get tangled, and there is IDEAS are incompletely developed factors. which must be thoroughly contemplated. And the example is given that people get caught up in ideas and are not able to become free from them. Now, your ideas can be tangled. And this is a condition that arises a lot of times with people, especially under stress. And it can often result in a kind of frantic behavior. And I've kind of outlined here a cause and effect scenario that goes on. And I'm not sure if this is the best way to look at this, but certainly one way you could. You could say, tangled ideas cause the confusion of the thoughts. Thoughts go abruptly to extremes, which causes the misdirection of the thoughts. Emotions are triggered, which causes manslaughter and murder. So when something's tangled, it's twisted, it's untidy, it's matted, and our thoughts become that way, our ideas become that way, jumbled, mixed up, chaotic. Tangled can mean to bring together in a mass of confused, intertwisted threads, a snarl. So this is where our brains get when we get all upset and all triggered. So it causes confusion. We're confused, we're unable to think clearly, we get bewildered. And confusion is really a disorder of the consciousness and may include the loss of what you might consider linear thinking or a train of thought where you can go step by step by step. Your thoughts then, when you get confused like this, they go from one extreme to another, from love to hate, for example. And this creates this misdirection which triggers emotions. And people in this state of mind often commit murders or manslaughter. And you lose room in your consciousness for rationality and for virtue. Instead, you have irrationality and virtuelessness start to govern your consciousness. And you cannot, Billy calls it setting the zeal, and it becomes impossible to do in this state of mind. Setting the zeal is like a goal, but it's more than that. He calls it, sometimes Billy will call that a life determination. If you don't know who Billy Meyer is, he is an author in Switzerland. He's written like, I think, he says over 70 books. I don't know. I've heard other people say over 40. They're some of the most profound books in the world. I really recommend that you try to get a hold of some of these. He has a group called FIGU, F-I-G-U. But there's a representative here in the United States. Billy's in Switzerland. And his name is Michael Horn. And that's where I got my books. And I have four main books here. One's called Might of Thoughts, Mach der Gedanken, and the other one's the Talmud of Emmanuel, and the other one's the Psyche, and the other one's the Way to Live. Now there's one called Kelch der Wahrheit, or the Goblet of Truth. These are, and that one's free. You can download it on the web. You'll have to look around. So you cannot set the zeal when you're in this irrational state of mind. You can't even imagine it. You can't. These concepts become foreign to you. Now, there is a way, if you can convert your idea or ideas, I-D-E-A-S's, into ideals, I-D-E-A-L-S's, then you've taken one of the first steps. Ideals with an L are completely developed ideas. So if you do that, you're taking the step in the right direction. So you must IDEAS, you must contemplate them, thoroughly work things through. And another thing is to recognize the values and the unvalues in your thinking. So we have unvalues, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And eventually the whole idea is you conform to an evolutive attitude. In other words, you have this stance that you want to improve yourself. You're not going to react with emotions. And you start to build an inner persistence. And you start to learn your you start to use the powers of your consciousness for education, learning, and knowledge. So your thoughts should have a goal-oriented flow of ideas and associations that leads to a reality-oriented conclusion. You know, and we don't even really today have a good definition of what thoughts really are. So it's just something to keep in mind. So we need to look and remove the unvalues in our ideas and turn them into ideals. An unvalue would be something negative that over time we have become to value. It's a negative thought pattern that we've actually started to value. Now, these unvalues can require months or even years to get rid of and change for the better. And the unvalues are related to your character patterns. So there's this kind of thinking, and it can be psychopathic in nature, that's embedded in your character pattern. And you get to the point where you can even lose the ability to have deep feeling for others. Unvalues are characteristics of psychopaths. So I'll just give you some of the unvalues often characteristic of psychopaths. Lack of logical decisions, lack of rational conduct, frequent change of sexual partner, boredom, parasitism, manipulative behavior. That's always a red flag. Dazzling, seducing, deluding other people. Always having a sense of unfairness, the endorsement of torture, hatred, remorselessness, lack of deep-reaching thoughts and feelings, lack of empathy. So there are even more of these unvalues. If you go up to the FIGU Bulletin 68, you will be able to find more of these unvalues. So That was kind of quick, I know, but I think that there's a lot to chew on there. There's so much going on in the world, and if you're a regular listener to the program, and if you study the Meyer information, you know about the prophetic stuff, and that he's already said in Contact Report 215 that there will be two civil wars, and the country will be broken up into, I think, five different areas. So he's usually right. Sometimes I think he's not gonna be, and if I think that, I'll speak up and say, hey, I don't think he's right on this certain issue, but about 99.9% of the time he's right. So, and sometimes we don't even like the fact that he's right, but he's usually always right, which is amazing. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I'm going to try, I have so much going on, to get these shows out to you a little more often. Thanks for listening. My name is Mark Snyder. This is Ohio Exopolitics. Talk to you later.